Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're up to Simin Kuf Yud Ches, which is a simin that's very much nagea lahalacha, and probably should be part of the Eridaya that people learn for Smicha. Simin Kuf Yud Ches has to do with the simanim that a person has to have when sending food of any sort through a guy. And it goes without saying that you need some sort of simon, that to just trust a guy with food without a simon to be sure that the food you're getting is this food you sent certainly is awesome. The Gemara has an abbreviation, Chavis, Ches Beis Yud Saf. It's a abbreviation for four things that need double simanim. There are four things that need a double simon. If you read the Mechaber, Yayin, Ubasar, V'chatichas Dag, wine, meat, or a piece of fish. If it's a whole fish and you can see the scales, obviously it's okay. For those of you who don't remember, we had a rule that kol sheyesh loy kaskeses, yesh loy snappier. As long as you can see scales, you can rely that they have fins as well. At any rate, these three things, she'im by simin, a piece of fish, meat or wine that has no simin, shehifkin or shalach bi'alei v'kechavim, tzorech shnei chosamais. There's a takana d'rabanan that you need two simanim when sending it. Now the Gemara says Chavis, Ches Beis Yud Saf. Ches stands for Chatichas Dag, Beis stands for Basar, Yud stands for Yayin, Tav stands for Tcheles. Tcheles, which I was going to say we don't have today, but at least the Mechaber certainly didn't have in his day, is not mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch because he didn't have Tcheles. But as far as the other three things, basar, dag, and yayin, these things need two simanim. Now, we will have to discuss at length what constitutes a simon. When you order something from a fast food place and they send it to you, what constitutes a simon and what constitutes two simanim? That starts from Siv Gimel. This simon has 13 sifim. Beginning in Sif Gimel, we would discuss what is a simon. And therefore, for today, that's not our discussion. What is a simon? We're just going to use the language a simon. The rule we're going to learn is that one simon has to be a simon movik, a good simon. The second simon could be an inferior simon. Now, what's a good simon? What's an inferior simon? We'll get to that next week.
Sorry, this is derisive, right?
But that's also a question. Okay, we'll get to that as well. The question is, why do these things need two simanim? Why dafka these things need two? The Mechaber goes on, he says, Aval yayim avushal, sheikhar, a yayin shirvu by dvar macherim kagay dvash. Things such as cooked wine, which doesn't become yayin nesech, or beer, we'll have to see why beer. A yayin she'irvu by dvar mechem kagayin dvash, a wine which has other things added, which was also not used for nesach. V'chein ha'chaymetz, so to vinegar, chalav, milk, murayis, is fish brine, pasuk vina, v'kol shi surim edivrei seifrim, shetkidu b'yad v'kechavim, mutem v'chaysim echa. Now here we come to a very crucial issue. We're saying four things, if you discount cheles, three things, need two simanim. All these other things need only one simon. What's the rule? When do you need two simanim? And when do you need one simon? So the Mechaber here said, Chol shisurei medivrei seifrim, any that's an issa d'rabanan, shekid b'yad v'kechavim utem v'chaysimecha. Any that's an issa d'rabanan, which seems to be telling us, a chiddush, that an issa d'oraisa needs two simanim. And Isidra Abanan needs one simon. Now, if you don't mind, turn back and look at the first Taz. The Taz Aleph brings Tzarech Shnei Chaisamais, Betur Kasavatam, Bishem Rashi, the Chavis. Again, Chavis, Chatiches Dag, Basar Yain, and Cheles, Tzarech Shnei Chaisamais, the Chamfag. Chamfag is Cholav, Murayis, Pas, and Gvina. Those are things mentioned in the Gemara, Chasim Echad, the Chavis, Dom of Yikarin. It's a different shot than the Mechaber. Rashi says the chavis are things that are very expensive. Ubiyayin mishum chibas nesach. So basar and fish is expensive. Tchens is expensive. Yayin because gayim was very chaviv to them nisach hayayin. Ufiza hanach dafka. According to that, only these. Avala rajva toila atam de chavis ikam mishum chashash day raisa. V'cham fag de rabbanon. V'chashabu chalav. So we'll talk about milk in a minute. But we're saying now that the criteria is if it's a deraisa or a derabanan. And that is the mechaber shita. Some is deraisa needs two simanim, and something that's a derabanan needs one simon. Here we have a big problem, halacha lemaisa bizman hazeh, because our minig in all the hechsherim is to have two simanim for basar and fish and yayin. We'll talk about yayin also. But our minig is these three things have two simanim. The two simanim that they rely on in the wines that they have, of course there's a seal on top. If the cork is a cork which has the brand name on it, it's not a plain cork, so you have two simanim. You have the cork, and you have the tape that's around it, which is also a simon. But those that are twist-offs have really only one simon, the tape that's around it. Now, if it's yayin mevushel, it only needs one simon. If it's yayin she'enei mevushel, what they rely on in shipping it is that the boxes, if you ever saw the kedem boxes, the tape on the box is a tape that has the kedem logo on it. Has the kedem simon on it, and that is a second simon. Now, it's only a good simon if you get it in the box. If you take it off the shelf and you're buying it by goyim, it's not really a adequate second simon, and therefore it's better if you would. And the wine stores, they know people come in, they ask for the box. Some people even do it because goyim handle it. So they choose my customers, they handle the wine. So a lot of people ask for a box and they bring you out a box on the back. But if you buy from a Yiddish person, obviously you don't need two simanim as long as it gets to him with two simanim. But our kapadim, that is the way to have two simanim. What are those mekel who are soymech on one simin by wine? What they rely on is the fact that we hopefully will get to it yet later in Hilchis Yayin Nesach. It says that the Goyim Bismanenu don't have a Chavivus for Yayin. Yayin is for being Menasech Yayin. They have a Chavivus for Yayin that they have. But a Chavivus to be Menasech Yayin, that they don't have. And therefore, the Taz and Sifkot and Dalit, which we're going to get to in Yitz Hashem, says that Bizman Hazeh you could rely on Simin Echad Bayayin because there's no Chibas Nesach. Maybe if you go to Ireland or places where the Gayim are still very, I don't know what the word is from, that maybe there's a Chibas Nesach. But in America, certainly, the Gayim are not running around looking to be Menasach Yayin. And therefore, even though the Din of Yayin Nesach applies, but the double Simin the Taz brought that Mishum Chibas Nesach, that's because of a chavivus of goyim to be a nasif yayin. So it'll be toireach u'mezayiv simen echad. So bizman hazeh, there's no chibas yayin. The Taz says, now the Shulchan Pasna is this way, that bizman hazeh, you could rely on one simen. So it's a hinder to have two simanim. But mikra adin, on wine, you could rely on a single simen. Which leaves only dag and basar that needs a double simen. The problem is that bizman hazeh, most foods that are chashash of treifus are chashashais of isidai raisa. That's really where the problem comes up. The minig is to go like it says in Shulchan Aruch, timachmir only on basa v'dag. However, when you buy cookies, what's the chashash in cookies? The chashash is that the oils are treif. The treif oils today are treif isurim deraisa. Our problems of deraisa, the shortening that's treif today is a deraisa. So it's something of a problem because we all buy with simin echad. When you go into a store and you buy post cereal with a good hechsher, you're relying on one simin that it's the same cereal that was originally sent. When you buy cookies, Pashkas cookies, you're relying on one simin. You're buying it off the shelf in a plastic wrapping, and the plastic wrapping is one simin. You just have to replace it once in order to do it. If it's a box, no, but there's no simin on the inside.
No, and then
there's
a wrap.
But the wrapper has no simin on the cereal. But it has no wrapper. The inside one, the trefoil one has the same wrapping. So we're relying on one simin. Now, that relying, we're going to have to see what we rely on. Because Pashtus, when you read this Taz, you have a problem. The Shakri is the same thing. It's a derais needs to simanim. So the question is, what's going on? Why is it that with Saimach and Abbasar and Dagim were very makbid? And in other things, we're more makel. So we're going to have to wait and see why we're more makel. Those were the things that were Sederais. They really didn't. The Gemara's time, Pas was assumed to be kosher. Not in Gemara's time, 100 years ago, was assumed to be kosher. Until they realized that lard was mixed into bread, people used to eat bread. My father told me that when he came to America, he after the war, didn't have money for a ticket. So there was a boat, a U.S. Army boat, that was coming back to the States, and they had a help wanted sign for an assistant baker, for two assistant bakers. So him and another Yiddish Abacha went through, they became the assistant bakers. And they assumed that they could eat bread. Fortunately, they were the assistant bakers, and they knew that the bread was treif. So they had on the boat a storage of matzahs for Jewish sailors on Pesach. It wasn't Pesach, but they had a storage, so they ate matzahs, and they learned baking on the way. It beats going to college. On the way across, they learned how to bake, so they had a parnasa. But until then, everyone assumed that bread was kosher. Things until processed foods, most foods were simple foods. Yeah.
The garment is simple. You have to assume that there's enough of the trefus to be less in town.
If there's not enough to be nice in town, then there's no problem, obviously. Most ingredients that are put in to be nice in town. Some ingredients are not. But oil, certainly shortening in baked goods, is to be nice in town. To give it a moistness and a taste. Okay, if it's not nicker, then there's no problem. And I don't say all products have it. The problem is things with oil. Potato chips have some oil in them.
Even the oil itself, not pure rice.
Oil, well, today, fortunately, most oils, I shouldn't say, I don't know how it's changing, but most oils are kosher oil today. But some oils are still made from treif ingredients. The what? Right. You still need shtei simanim, even when a simon was moving. Now let me explain before we get into the pratim. Yet. I understand. We don't pass like that. And I'll talk. We'll learn about cholov in a minute in shachas. We'll see what the tumble is.
Now,
I'm not sure it's a simon at all because the treif is made in exactly the same bags. Now, there are a couple of issues that we have to explain. First of all, just as hakdama, so I read to you the Rajba, which is the Taz brings, the Shach brings as well. Okay, in the first Taz. Now, I just would like to explain to you that we are not, if someone sends you burgers and French fries and Franks from, you call Chapanash, you call, I don't mean to impugn any Hechsher, you call a store and they send you, and they say, what a car service, a Mexican guy comes up and they forgot to put a simon. And you call the Rav says, you're not allowed to eat it. Now, if you're going to ask me, do you really think they switched it? I'll tell you, no, I doubt it. Highly doubt it. So why can't I eat it? The answer is because Chazal said you need two simanim. That's the answer. It's a takana kavua that you need two simanim. Well, the old Rashi said, Rabbanan, we'll get to later. But Chazal made a takana. When the Art Scroll Erevin came out 20 years ago, they went to print on a Monday morning. And before they went to print, this was the second Art Scroll Gemara, and many hours were put into proofreading it. And I remember they begged me to come the last month of Shabbos to stay there. They had a crew overnight. And I told them, I'm tired of proofreading. I came after the Navi Shai, I went there and I started proofreading again from the beginning. The first line of the introduction to the Art Scroll Erevin said, an Erev Tchumin is a distance of 2,000 Tfachim. And after I saw that mistake, I already stayed. I stayed a long time. I was chashed later. They did that purposely just to get me to stay. Now, what happened is, in the middle of the night, they called Art Scrolls down on, 2nd Avenue. Yeah. So they called a place on 13th Avenue. And they ordered, it wasn't Matzah Shabbos, probably a weekday night, I don't remember. They ordered for everybody. And they sent with a guy with no simanim. And they said, now this is 20 years ago, so you know, I'm a 30-year-old fellow there. And they're asking me, is it kosher? I said, if you're going to listen to me, ask me. If not, call your Rav. So they understood what I was saying, so they called their Rabbanim. So it was a game. Everyone called to try to find a Mekel. No one could find a Mekel. Everyone said, you think he really switched it? I said, no, I don't think he switched it. So why can't I eat it? I need some on him. So finally, the guy, Reb Tuvia Goldstein, told them, if they know the time the guy left the store, they know the time he arrived, there wasn't enough time to switch it, you could be Mekel. Now, by this time, the store already had headaches from this, and told everyone called to complain. And they called the person who gives the heksher in the store. And now you can ask them, what time did he leave? You know, like, you know, you're probably going to say he left later than he came to us. So it's not going to work. But my point's a very important point. The point is, I'm not really chayshish necessarily that the guy switched it. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. The point is, the chazal were chayshish. That they said on the way, it smelled good. He ate a burger. There's a McDonald's on 2nd Avenue. And he stopped it and replaced it with a different burger. Chazal were chayshish for it. That's sort of a hagdama to the siman.
Wouldn't it be a takana to send it all back to the store and see if they have tfias ayin on it and then send it back again?
We'll talk about tfias ayin, but the tfias ayin on this particular thing to someone whose reputation is being tarnished, it's a shvach and emonis on the tfias ayin.
I have my sandwich in the refrigerator by my work. I don't have two
on it. All right, so let me explain a second hagdama. And this hagdama is actually comes from a shas of Katan Chafei later. If the chashash that a guy is going to switch is in a case where a guy is either a shomer or a shliach, he is responsible for the things you have. Let's say you order meat from a butcher, and the butcher comes, there's no one home, he leaves it on your front stoop in an open bag, no simanim, he leaves the meat. And you come home, you're allowed to use that meat. You're going to tell me there were no simanim. The answer is, if a guy could steal it, there's no reason for him to switch it. If the guy could steal it and take it, why in the world would he replace it with treifas? When a guy is a shomer or a shliach, so then we're afraid that he switched it, he got hungry, he ate it, then he exchanged it. So I'm not even saying we're afraid, because I will chayshish. But in a case at work, you put a sandwich in the refrigerator. And you put a sandwich in the refrigerator and then you come back for it. If a guy wanted to take it, the guy can just steal it. So there's no chashash, except for Achenu b'nei Yisrael b'nei Svarad. There's a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Levi. And we'll see it in Shach Aleph in a minute. Rav holds that basash in the salam in a'ayin is asr. Now let me explain to you Rav Shita. Rav Shita is that if you put a piece of meat, if you're eating in your sukkah on your porch, and you have a plate with meat, you're the only one there, and then you forgot the ketchup, you go into the house to get the ketchup, you come back, that meat is asur. That's basash in the Salomon Ayin. Nothing happened to it. Gemara says maybe a bird switched it. Where's a bird going to get the other meat and this meat? The Gezerah Basha Saman Ayin, the Gemara says, is any basa that you don't see, that doesn't have any simanim, is absolutely awesome. Has nothing to do with Simen Kuf Yutess, it's Simen Samach Gimel. Basa Shin the Salaman Ayin is awesome. The Ramah paskins like Levi. We paskin B'nai Ashkenaz, and Grada, I heard Rav Heinemann told me it's not true that all B'nai Svarad have a custom like the Mechaber in this particular case. We paskin that Basish and Nesalim and Ayin is mutter. And it's a misnomer. When people say that it's Basish and Ayin, it's Aser, they're misspeaking. The speaking is incorrect. We paskin that Basish and Nesalim and Ayin is mutter. We are chayshish for chilufei, as we have here in Simen Kuf Yud Ches. But the Ramah there in Simen Samach Gimel, Paskins, Bashan, Simon, Ayin, his mutter, Akadei Kach, if you're walking in a street, in a city where Roiv Basar is kosher, assuming that in B'nai Brak, Roiv Meat is kosher, and you're walking in the street, and there's a bag on the floor, you pick it up, it's got a frank, you're allowed to eat it. Called the parish Meruba parish. You go bus arrive, and you're allowed to eat the meat. Because we paskin that basash and the salam and the ayin is mutter. Now you're going to tell me that you read storybooks about the guy in the airplane who went to the bathroom and then he didn't eat his meat, and miracle of miracles, the guy next to him had just switched it. Nice stories, but it has nothing to do with halacha. There's zero to do with halacha. They put out once a sefer of halacha from Ravelsky, and it was selling it. I just happened to open up to a piece about Basan Sam and Ayin. I immediately ran up to Rebelski. I said, how can they print this in your name? It's not true. He told me, look, I wasn't able to read every single line, to review every single line. That's what he said to me. It's a mistake. So it's a mistake. Basish and Nisalim and Ayin, we paskin is mutter, like Levi. There is Cheshash Chalufe. So these are the two Hagdomis you have to know. A Kula and a Chumra. The Chumra is that even though you're positive the guy didn't switch it, it doesn't matter. With his chashash chalufei, it's aser. The chumra is that's the chumra. The kula is that baser is only aser where there's a chashash chalufei by a shomer or by a shliach. Stamazai meat that was left out, and you come back and you find it there where the guy could have stolen it. In such a place, the baser, there's no aser at all.
Going back to Yain's situation for a minute, you have a big operation like Tops, where it's run by Jews who are not from, and I hear what the Rav said about a box. What most people
I want to mention, Tops is a liquor place on Avenue U.
Yes.
You should not buy schnapps there, because even though they have a letter from a Rav that they sell the chametz, but I spoke to the Rav on the phone, he does not know for certain that they don't get deliveries on Pesach. He told me that he trusts the guy, he doesn't get deliveries on Pesach, but he doesn't check. He said, Lubavitcher Shita is to do whatever Hatzalah you could do. Like, by us, we wouldn't give a hesher on a place if maybe he gets. But he said, the Shita Lubavitch, and they're all over the world, so Hatzalah Porta Miyahavi, you know, I can prevent most of the schnapps and the stuff from being Chamishom on Pesach, so he sells it. But he can't be certain that he doesn't get new deliveries on Pesach, and therefore the schnapps. Now you're asking about the wine, which is not chametz. The wine, again, the Iker Hadin, it says in Taz Dalet, is that today in the United States, where Yain is Nesach is Nachaviv, Simen Echad is enough, and all the wine we buy has Simen Echad, and therefore the Simen Echad is enough. If you want to be Mahader, it's certainly a hider to try to get with Shnei Simanim. Besides that, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to buy by Yidden, if the price is not a big difference. Then, if it's a big difference, then it's a
mistake. Just remember what the Rav just taught, too.
What's that?
No schnapps from Tops.
Amazing. He went to law school, that's right.
Like a delivery man, why don't you say this?
What?
Next hockey
is a place to get
Tops. Why is she afraid? Without a simon, you're not going to catch him.
Alright,
let's get back to the Shulchan
Aruch. My wife's place went one thing to the hatchet, and they said they saw simon on it. The driver took out a roll
of paper.
She took it home and I called the hatchet about it.
It shouldn't be.
But that was my show.
It's a problem. I do one more thing I want to point out, I want to get back to the insides, is that the Italian bread which is sold with the OU Hefsher, is problematic. It comes in bags that are open at the end. It's not a good simen. And it's not clear what they rely on. But the Italian bread that's all over the place, which is has no simen, it comes from with Gaisha delivery people, certainly Gaisha places, shouldn't be bought. The Met food on King's Highway, which has loose Danishes, I don't know if they still do. They used to have loose Danishes. There are two things with Danishes. One said from this and this bakery, kosher bakery, and this one said non-kosher. You can't buy, because if there's nothing left in the kosher box and there's something left in the non-kosher box, with Gaibach Shudim are switching it. And therefore, you have to be careful. Let's get back to what it says here in Halacha. The idea of Cholov is a problem. Again, what's our Yisoid? Two Siman and Fisa Dairaisa. One Siman for Nisa Darabanan. Chavis, we said, is Chatichas Dag, Basa Yayin, Tchelas. And Champag, we said, is Cholov Murayis Pasang Vina. The question is, why is Cholov only a Darabanan? We're afraid of Cholov of a treif animal. So, Shach Sivkat Niches talks about this. And he says two terutzim. Shaches, afagav the chol of tamay shamayachlef, the chol of tamay shuusa deraisa. Kavosh is bar reisim and pay aleph. Yeshloimish a chol of tamay nicker. Chol of a non kosher animal is different. It's noticeable. Shu achor, it's darker. Kedaminu bevaydus kechavim. Tar chivar, a kosher milk is white. Tamay yaruk, trifle white. Treifa milk, it's obviously not green, but it's white with a dark shade to it. So he says a very nice teretz. The Shach Shaches says, Minatayra min b'mina is batl. So Minatayra, if you put a mir of Cholov Tamei into Cholov Tar, it's kosher. What are you afraid that it's asim midrabanan and it's a drabanan? It's enough simin echad. That's so you only need 51%. So we have here a side that even in a daraisa, if it's pitaruvis in a way that would turn it into a drabanan, it only needs simin echad. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the Geshmak Akash on this. In the Rabbi Kiva Eger here, the second half of the Rabbi Kiva, gam ha maskanes hashach lael. When we started Ilchis Taruvis, the Ramah said, what's called Mimbiminai? It's Tali Bishma. But it's a shame, Cholav. And a shame, Cholav, that's called Mimbiminai. A shame, Shemin. And a shame, Shemin is called Mimbiminai. And the Shach was Matmiya. It was a long Shach. So what are you talking about? The whole reason for Mimbiminai is because it doesn't give tam. Because Mimbiminai is the same taste. And therefore the Shach said that it's totally b'taima, that's totally in taste. So here, Rabbi Kiva Eger is matmiya, I think it's also Nadi Yehuda's kasha, that din yabitul b'roi talia b'taima, and kein hachav ein aminai, do achol of tamay v'tar ein taima m'shava, maim shuvas Nadi Yehuda. So he's matmiya on this, that there's no din that midai raisa min b'minai is batal.
Yeah.
Is it a fact that the taste is not the same? To be honest, I never tasted the treif milk, but I don't know. Okay, yeah. So anyway, that's a kasha on the shach. But nevertheless, the yisoid in halacha is a clear yisoid. So we learned a very clear din. What we're going to do now is come to the exceptions, which is always what we like. We learned the halacha, we learned the exceptions. Now, one point before that. What? We asked the guy. The guy told us a different taste. Yes. The first shach has an interesting shaila. Chazal made a takani and needs simanim. The Gemara says that in a city where rive meat is kosher, if you find meat in the street, call the parish Maruba parish, and you're allowed to eat the meat. Now, it's a very difficult question. Let's say you find it in Jay and Coney. It's safe to say that most meat that passes the corner of Jay and Coney is kosher. But not most meat in the city is kosher. The question is how to define makayim for this, and it's a difficult question. So let's talk about Bnei Brak. I'm assuming most meat of Bnei Brak is kosher. Probably most meat in Yerushalayim is at least a Rabbanut Hesher as well. And if somebody finds meat, the halacha is if you find meat in the street, it's kosher. Now, let's say you give meat to a guy, and the guy travels with it, and you forgot to put a siman on it. What should the din be? What do you say? He travels in Bnei Brak. You do a delivery with a guy or a frayid, is the same din. What should be the din? So here there's a big svara to say, let's say he was machlefit. Let's say the guy was switched it. What's he going to switch it with? Even if he would go into a store on his own and buy meat for his own house and drop it, we could be saimach called the parish maruma parish. So why can't I be saimach here also called the parish maruma parish? So that's shach aleph. And shach aleph agav brings the machloikis of Basar and the Salman Ayin. Shach aleph, Basar, mashma hadit tzar b'basar chaisim b'say chaisim. Hainu afilu b'makim shatabachim Yisrael. Even in a place where most butchers are Jews. V'loidami mashakaz ha'tor mechaber simen aleph sifdalin. Listen to this mechaber. Ha'moitza behemoitza v'tayna goyel of shkutim. Karoi b'shuk. Someone finds an animal that was shechted. It's shechted in the right spot. It looks good. Dishari b'roiv tafche Yisrael. And it's muti, you go basarayv. Mishum dahasam layadina mishachtam. Hilchachachlina basaruba. You don't know who shechted, you go basarayv. Avalacha shabasa biyarevi kechavim. It's the lame shechlifa minavela shayalai. The guy is likely to have nevela. So even though rye meat in the street is treif, but a guy is likely to have it. Bechekos ha-mechaber simesam ha-gimel sefalof. Now this is the mechaber. Kvar osru chachamim kol basa nimse biyarevi kechavim. Even if it's only kosher meat, the Mechaber says Basar Shen Nesalim and Ayin is Asar. Akal Hashayin. So till now it's very good. He's saying that if you find meat, it's kosher. If it's biad goy, it's treif. Miut Sarachin. The Mechaber takahals Basar Shen Nesalim and Ayin is Asar. Shaharav Kosav Sham. The Ramah says B'Seif HaSimin. Shemayi biad avi kechavim basar b'makim shorayv ha-mechim em Yisraelim kosher. That if a guy has meat in a place that rive meat is kosher, that it's kosher. So what's going on here? Why should we be machmir here? Maybe here it's talking, dafka in a city where it's not rive yidn. If a guy bought it from the butcher store, if a guy's own meat, why would he switch it? Here, there's more reason to be chayshish. Now, I don't understand this answer. He's saying, if a guy has his own sandwich in a city, let's say Bnei Brak, the guy comes to work with his own meat sandwich, and he offers you a piece, you're allowed to eat it. No problem. It's his own sandwich. We assume he bought it by a kosher place, right? Basi Yisrael, you're allowed to eat it. So the guy's own sandwich, I'm allowed to eat. If the guy says, oh, your wife gave me a sandwich to bring you, then you can't eat it because he was machlefit. I don't understand the teretz. Very hard to understand the shach, his first teretz is hard to understand. Va'oid. Well, his kasha was all. He's bringing his kasha was rive. His here he's saying hakoyel. But the heta there is even with rive. The fact is, the heta there is with rive. Truth is, there's no such city where all meat is kosher because when you shecht, some meat is treif. But it's live. It doesn't mean all. The chiddush there all is a chiddush in one direction. But the hadin is any rive. You're not after the Gemara. He says, and oid yesh lechal, and also his chilek isn't he rive and kol. Oid yesh lechal beishaleich emafkin sheshoya habasas man rabbi yadai v'yeshoshosh she's damalei basas nevela. He says a shomer watches it for a while. A shliach, if it's a long distance, watches it for a while. According to his second teretz, if it's not for a while, it would also be mutter. It's very difficult to understand the svara of the Shach. I'll tell you why it's a very important nafkamina. So even though we don't live in a city where rive meat is kosher, but I think it's safe to say we live in a city where most cookies are kosher. Or most of a lot of the products that we get is kosher. The question is, I started off by telling you, it's a big kasha. Why today? By Isurim Dairaisis. We're not machmar to Simonim for everything. But if there'll be a tzad to be mekel on this Shas Kasha, in a place where Rive, a Rive of Yidden, then you'll have a tzad kula, a tzirif at least to be mekel, that even if he took it, it could be that it came from a place that's Rive. So, and there are those who answer, I believe it's the Prichadash, that holds that this Shulchan Aruch is not talking where it's Rive. If it's Rive, it's Mutter. So therefore, the Shach is a great Kasha. There's two terutzim I find hard to understand. The second terutz of Shayez Man Rav, maybe it would apply to a business, buy something in the store. Shayez Man Rav. Well, he meant that's a simon. They couldn't switch it. But Al Kapanim, these are the chumris of the simon. Let's turn the page and get to the kulis of the sif. Now, we're going to have a number of kulis. Let me tell you where it starts. Those of you who are my age or thereabouts, when the yeshiva still learned Elul Metzias when you started Gemara, will remember in Elul Metzias, I think it was Daf Gimel Amid Beis, we had our diagram in Rashi. The Gemara says, I think it was Rabbah, have a mechatech lu atlasa karnasa. The Gemara says, when Rabbah set meat with a guy, he cut it in a triangle. In case you don't know what a triangle is, Rashi has a diagram of a triangle, which many of you remember. And that's one diagram I don't think Art Scroll had to update. Right? It was a very clear diagram of a triangle. And now that Gemara is a major problem. In Masechtas Avodah Zarah, it says you need to siman him. And here it says Rabbah made one simon. He cut a triangle. That's one simon. You cut the meat in a triangle. It's such a great simon. He cut it in a triangle and he sent the meat. So what's going on here? What kind of a kula is that? One simon? So all the Rishayim ask the kasha, starting from Taisus Sefer Art, they all ask, it's a stira, how could Rabbah rely on sending with one simon? What? The type of triangle is still one simon. It still sounds like. Alright, I don't see so much that it's Tusamana. At any rate, there's got to be an exception. What is the exception? So we have here three possible pshatim. Mechaba, the Ramah, and then again the third kul in Sif Beis. Let's learn the three kulis. One of them is Zicha Emes. So if you have the kulis together, Yizicha could be Mekel. So let's see, V'yei Shayim.
Let's go back to something. You said before, they can think of the it's only Shai Fai Shriya or someone who's in the whole thing. It means to say, somebody has a maid in the house, and then he needs to make the house all day. There won't be a Shaila from the bottom of the.
Alright, we're going to have later the Shaila of a maid in the house. If somebody does leave a guy, the best thing is to tell the guy you can eat whatever you want.
No,
and therefore, there's no. The problem with maids in the house is that the Kalim Machagin, there's a Shash, she brings in her own trade. But as far as, there's no Shash Achlufe, she has no reason to be mad. Now, V'yei Shaimrim, Sha'af Bidvarim Shetshvichit Shtechai Samais, Lai Amru Ela Bashalech Adeva Kachavim Shani Asad Lireis Achaisim. That's if you send it with a guy who doesn't know anything about the Simon. Aval. Mafkid sha'asid l'reis chesamai. But if you have a guy to watch, he's going to give it back to you. He realizes you're going to check if it's the same way you gave it to him. Dai b'chaisam echa kuhu yare. It's enough one simin. If he knows that you're checking the simin, there's a mirtis that he won't duplicate it properly. And then it's mutter. V'af ha'sheleach. Im idea l'chaveirai tzuris ha'chaisam. If he told the God, the recipient, it's going to have this and this simon, and he told the guy that it's a simon, and the guy who gets it is going to check for the simon, then it's enough one simon. If it's a simin that it's known the recipient is going to check for the simin, then it's enough. Dai b'chaisim echad. The shach learns that the heter is mirtis. The heter is not the simin. The heter is a mirtis that the guy is afraid. Since the guy is afraid that you're going to catch him, there's a heter of mirtis. The Aruch HaShulchan says no. The heter is the simin. The heter is a simin that a guy knows you're going to check. That's a very good simin. Nafkamina is whether the recipient has to check for the simin. The Shah says recipient doesn't really have to check. As long as the guy thinks the recipient is checking for the simin, that's adequate. The Aruch HaShulchan says no, because the Shah learns the ikar heter is that he's mirtis, that he's afraid. The Aruch HaShulchan learns the ikar heter is the simin itself. He says that you do have to check for the simin. But one way or the other, that's the heter. When you have a packaged goods and has an OU or an OK or HFK, whatever hechsher it has, there's a mirtis. The guy knows that the recipient is going to check. Now, the truth is, anybody with a computer could print labels that has an OU on it. So it has to be that he knows you could check. You can call the OU and say that this and this brand doesn't have your hechsher or not. Assuming he's only going to sell on his own brand, then that's the mirtis that you're...
Yeah,
it's not so hard to copy a triangle. Okay, I hear the question. I don't know, I'm not a butcher. Maybe it's not so easy to copy a triangle. I don't know. But
According to the Shah, he
could tell the guy that the recipient knows the simon and he's gonna check for the simon, and that's also adequate. It says it here someplace on the page. So this is one kula. In other words, we're saying that Gemara is talking that the recipient knows to check for the simin, and then there's a mirtis. Remember, the guy doesn't make a whole ton of money by switching it, so he's not going to bother when the recipient knows that you're checking for the simin, so he's not going to bother to do it. You would have to attach it in a way that it's a good simon, the guy can't change it.
So
the tape is one
simon.
Okay, when they deliver meat, the minig today is that the meat, they cut a simon, they have two simonim, they cut a simon into the meat. Now the minig has always been to cut the Hebrew letter of the day of the week. An aleph or a beis or a gimel. If it's Sunday, they cut it an aleph. If a beis, they cut it a beis. A gimel, they cut it a gimel. That's one simon. And the other simon is the tag. They have a tag that's put in with one of these plastic things that if you rip it, you can't reattach it. And he can get himself another gun and do it again. But those are the two simonim. Now, there was a tumul a number of years ago It's very good to put in a simon, an aleph, or a beis, or a gimel, if a yid is putting in the simon. But here, the guy is putting in the beis, or the gimel, or the aleph. So why does it help your simon? He could put it into the trefa meat as well. So what Rabbi Hanim has started to do, and I think many of them do today, they put the letter, and the first letter of the parsha of the week. Assuming the guy doesn't have a Hebrew calendar, and although the guy does it many times, he could still catch on. But these guys are not so bright. And at any rate, they put in two letters. No, they put in the letter plus the other simon. And that's the custom today, to rely on the tag plus the simon, which is cut in to the meat. The simon goes back at least, I think, the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, which is over 200, 250 years ago. They already had such a minute to cut in the letter of the... of the day of the week, to cut it into the thing to be a simon. So, in each side of animal. This is once upon a time where the butchers used to cut up the meat. Nowadays, when they send it in packs, it's already the packs themselves, the packages. The plumbers are simon. Now, so we have here kula number one. Kula number one is if the recipient is aware of it, it's good. Now, that's not Tosfos Teretz. Tosfos Teretz is the Ramah. As always, the Ramah brings Tosfos. The Yeshayim. Now listen to this one. Loi bo'inan beis chaisamais rak bi Yisrael chashad. When it says in the Gemara that you need two chaisamais, that is by a yid who's a Yisrael, that's chashad. However, but by a guy, you could rely on one chasima, and a yid is more chashad. The reason the yid is more chashad is because he feels that he's also a yid, and they're going to rely on him. So Yisrael chashad is more chashad than a guy. I think people in the hechsher business sometimes feel that it's better to deal with a guy than even a frumah yid. Because the frumah yid, he knows heterim. You tell him this is us. He says, why? He heard, never he saw in a sefer. He heard this rav is mekel this way, this rav is mekel that way. It's a problem. The guy, if he's crooked, he's crooked, but at least he's not a lamdan. He doesn't know that some say this and some say that. But our kapanim, we have here a din that by Yisrael chashud, you need a base simanim, Yisrael chashudim, are more chamor than a stamazaya guy, and I think it's a baduk minusa that it is that way, that that they are bigger chashudim. It's true, the language here of b'diyevid sounds like l'chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Later, there's a Ramah later which seems to say more that it's l'chatchila, but what I'm saying is that you can use the two kulas together. In other words, if you have the Mechaber and the Ramaz Kula, you have where the guy knows there's a Simon, plus the Ramaz Kula, that by a guy you don't need two Simonim. So you have the two together. So the two Kulas together, that is Yesh HaMal Ismaich, to rely on the two together. Now, somebody mentioned earlier a Shaila about Tvi Asayim. There's a Tshuva the Chacham Tzvi. I don't know why the Pesachi Tshuva doesn't bring it. Perhaps he brings it later. The Chacham Tzvi had the following shaila. There was a side of meat that was shechted and it was shipped. And it was cut in, and simon was cut into the side of meat, tusaman, whatever it was. In shipping, apparently it was too big to fit into the container. So somebody took a knife and cut it in half. The guy cut it in half and he shipped it in two pieces. The problem is, when you got it, the simon were all on one piece. And the other piece had no simanim. But on the other hand, when you put the two pieces next to each other, you saw it was like a puzzle. It fit very, very well. The question was whether a person can rely on a siman of chaticha, and the Chacham Tzvi was mekel. He was mekel to rely on a siman of chaticha, no doubt with the tziruf of this Ramah, who says that by a guy siman echad is enough, and to rely on a siman of a chaticha. Now, there, yeah. It says they're not, that you should not rely on in Shechita. In the Shechita it said not to rely on the cut. What? So we have to see, I don't remember. But the Chacham Tzvi brings in the Shechita, says not to rely. He says, but when it's Nikar Tuva, when it fits in so beautifully, he says that you could rely on it. There is a Shaila, if Tvias Ayin is as good as a Simon. If you recognize something, is that as good as Simonim? And there are a number of rayas that Tvias Ayin is superior to a simon. In Kiyum Shtaris, when you're Makayim Shtaris, that means you have a shtar, you want to confirm the signature. The halacha is Tvias Ayin works. Somebody does an aid, and his son says, I recognize my father's signature. Tvias Ayin is good. Simonim, that's called Dimui Shtaris. Dimui Shtaris is when you take two signatures and you compare them. Now that's not Tvias Ayin. How do you compare signatures? You look for the loops, if they match. It's not because you recognize it. There's a raya from Rashi in Gittin Daf Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi says, by a get, you could rely on the person who signed it, says, it's my signature. Or other people recognize the signature. He leaves out Dimui Shtaris. He leaves out that you can't rely by Gittin, which is the raya, on comparing Shtaris. So the Amnei Meluim is Masbir. That it's actually in the Ktzais, that is Masber, that Tvias Ayin is better than Simanim Vaharaya. The halacha is, by an aguna, if they find a dead body, that Tvias Ayin works. If someone recognizes the mace, of course you rely that that's the mace. Simonim is not good enough. A simon is not good enough to rely on a mace. The halacha is that after a mace decomposes for a certain amount of time, usually shlesha yamim, you can't rely on tefiyas sayim. Simonim are not good unless there are a number of simonim and simonim that are yefshir to butstam a mole or a sign which could duplicate itself. A simon is not good enough, and tefiyas sayim is good enough. From there, they bring a raya that tefiyas sayim is better than simonim, and from that we have an idea here where simonim is good enough, that tefiyas sayim would be good enough as well. That's a real tefiyas sayim. Has to be really something where a person, a real tefiyas sayin, I don't know if you cook a frank, I doubt there's any tefiyas sayin. But someone makes a homemade type of food, then a balabusta has a tefiyas sayin on her food, and that tefiyas sayin is as good as this. Now, let's just learn Siv Beis, because we're going to start with what a simon is. Next week, let's learn Siv Beis. Kivan Sheikh Simu Karoi Shtech Isamis Midvarim. The third is Siv Beis. Kivan shechsimu karoi shtei chesamis bedvarim shetzarech shnayim ve'echad bedvarim shedai be'echad ein tzarech lazer achrav l'raisai. You don't have to go check it. Aval en chazarei chesamei v'loi hikirai osar afilo osar shtei chesamis. He says that once you made the simanim and you gave it to the guy, you don't have to check. The recipient doesn't even have to know what the simanim are. You don't have to check for it. But if you check for it and it's not there, if you checked and it's not there, it's aser. Shach Tezvav, very important. Shach Tezvav says, no, not Shach Tezvav, Shach Yudches. Yudches, I apologize. Shach Yudches, what din yoy? So, l'kama simukuv lamisiv ches, histor raf tenoam bezeh. Rama says exceptions. Now, listen to Rama. Rama is later kuflamid, but he says the following. Here's the case. Someone sent you meat through a guy with chesamais. You check, the chesamais are ruined. Okay, what are you going to rely on? Zokta Ramah in Kuf Lamed Sivches, if you could be toila that the simin was niskalkel ayidei behemai tinaikis shalei bekavana, let's say it was shipped in a place where there were children playing with it, and you could be simach that a child or an animal was ruined the simon. See, the Ramah says you could be makel. Why should I say the guy was machlif the simanim? The guy is mirtis. So I have an umdina that a guy is a mirtis. Why should I go against my umdina and say that he was a mirtis? Rather, I should say the child is the one who messed up the simon. As I state in Ramah. What's shver with this Ramah? I know it's a quarter to, but it's not something shver. Is the shver obvious kasha? Well, better kasha. The kasha that the old last Pesachuva brings there in Kuflamit is very good. The guy wasn't machlefit. The guy is mirtis. I mean, the guy didn't ruin the simon. The guy, but once it's ruined and the guy has it, what's your heter? Once it's a ruined simon and the guy has it, so now what's your heter to what's your heter to do? So what? That's exactly what it says. That when the guy knows the simon, you have to check. God doesn't know there's no mirtis. If the guy knows. What? If it happened afterwards.
Right.
Yeah, if it happened afterwards. If in your house the chaisim got said, then you'd be right.
The monk
has
still
the what? Yeah, but once the.
But the chaisim
is on the package, so the inside could have still been switched. If the simon is still a good simon, then it's still a good simon. But if the guy could have switched it, he could have switched it. And Pesachei Tshuva there brings, it's talking in an eifin where the guy didn't realize it was in the skalkel. It was in a box. A place where you could be Taylor that the guy didn't know, then you could be Taylor. So he's still a mirtis. Look, the Ramah, miyudavke mudav sheyeshlochu shechlifai v'nehena v'chalifav. Now this is the third big kula. We're only chayshish that a guy is going to switch something when he's in the henna of the Khalifah. When treif and kosher have a difference in flavor, a difference in price, some difference. Oy, huyayin, v'yesh lach shasar b'negia. Avom raya adav shesholach ayivkid v'utayv kamay shesholach. If what you got is as good a quality as what was said. V'loy nehenu v'kachavim imechlifay loy chashinan av shachaysim akolkol. We're not chayshish, even though the chaysim is ruined, because the guy has no incentive to switch it. Now, I do have to tell you, it does say an exception to this. If the guy was traveling for a while, and he could have gotten hungry and eaten it because something else wasn't available to him, and then later replaced it. But stamazah, you ship something, and you're in a supermarket. So I mentioned to you at the outset today that it's a big kasha. Why were makbid basar and dagim on tusamanim? Why are we makbid on cookies, on potato chips, on all these other things? Why aren't we makbid on tusamanim? It's also shashis and deraisa b'smanazah. So the answer is that we have these three coolers, this cooler especially. Most processed products are not more expensive, kosher and treif. They're pretty much the same price. Whether the potato chips has an OU or doesn't have an OU, doesn't change the price. So memela on such a thing where the guy has no incentive, when there's no cheshash, now you still have to know that it started off being wise potato chips. You can't just close your eyes and buy any potato chips. But if it started off to be chayshish, it'll be machlif, you don't have to be chayshish. And therefore, one simon is good enough to know that that's where it came from. Euphrates mezayif, it replaced it. So that ziyuf, there's no big chashash. So what we learned today, the rules of when you need simonim, we still didn't get to what this simonim have to be.
What about the case you said before, where they run out of the kosher they just and they put it in the treif?
When they run out of, it's also true. Why should I be chayshish when... I'm only saying this as a teretz to rely on one simon instead of two simonim. One simon is a chashash, they're going to be mezayif. It's hard to see the chashash, they'll be mezayif. But nachinami, there could be situations where there'll still be a chashash. Nachinami, they run out of one, they replace it with another. Certainly, people go into Gaisha 7-Elevens, and they rely on milk in a Chol of Yisrael container, where the container is opened, so that's not what to rely on, because the guy could easily switch, it's not even simon echad. And there the milk is more expensive, the Chol of Yisrael, as opposed to the non-Chol of Yisrael. So you need one sim, you certainly need. Yeah.
So
that he run out of Chol of Yisrael, or pour it in a container from the non-Chol of Yisrael into the Chol of Yisrael.
So,
no, when you go into 7-Eleven and buy the coffee machine, they have in the container, it's in the container, and the Chol of Yisrael might eat one sim. So, according to the Ramah, but not if it's open. That's not a simon. Yeah. Now, what? Why is not us? Sir? The Shulchan says it's us. There's a heter some rely on. I mentioned to you many times that there's a bigger problem. The treifas problem is a bigger problem than the Chol of Yisrael problem. Today, only Chol of Yisrael companies are seimach, are makbid that the animals don't have the surgery, which is a shaila of treifas. The others use all the cows, and I refer people to Rabbi Bleich's book, which we have upstairs, Contemporary Halacha, Volume 5. He has a nice, beautiful article on the treifas issue. The treifas issue is a very serious issue. Rabbi Bleich has only one mekel. He has machmirim. He has a tshuva from Rabelski, his mekel, and he writes that he doesn't understand this kula. He mentions a number of kashas. I'm sure Rabelski could answer it, but it's something that there's a big pickbook on now. If it would be a shalav and isadai raisa, it would be a major issue. It's baruch Hashem adirabanan, because roiv milk, in the meantime, in America is kosher. Min b'minai chalav b'chalav is batal b'roiv. So it's really a shalav and isadirabanan. But still a shalav and isadirabanan. So really, the milk today, it's more chamed than a Ramesh's day. Ramesh's day, it was a shalav chalav Yisrael, Ramesh had a heter. Today, there's an additional shalav taruvis of treifis. And therefore, it's very hard to understand that somebody who lives in Brooklyn, and the difference of price is minimal, to, you nash a little less in a day, it costs you more to nash than it costs you to buy Chol of Yisrael. That really people should be makbid. But anyway, that was not my issue. But again, the issue here is the takana of chaysamais. What we're going to spend a lot of time on is understanding what exactly the two chaysamais are when you get a delivery from your meat store. What about pizza? Pizza should need one simon or two. It's not dag, it's not basar. Shavu deraisa, no? What? Basar b'chalav, why pizza? Oh, the ovens. The ovens have salami, maybe. Nothing. All right, so Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to the Simanim.